they come to the forefront and they seem to be moving against the wind. Some are coming towards the northern side, but if you look back across the city, I can't even tell us the town.
How far away is that from any residential area?
I don't think it's going to be too long before they're there. It's not that far.
Surely we're safe, but a lot of them were not safe, of course. That was the Canberra bushfires in 2003, which are the inspiration, if inspiration is quite the word, for a new opera. It's called From a Black Sky, and it's by Sandra France, and it had its world premiere last night at the Street Theatre in Canberra. And Sandra France is in our Canberra studio. Sandy, welcome to the music show.
Thanks, Andy.
Are you happy?
Oh, I'm more than happy. Overwhelmed.
Good. I'm very pleased. Let's talk about we know what the origin of the project was. It was the bushfires in Canberra in 2003. Where were you?
Oh, well, I was actually in Perth with my family.
Good idea.
Well, it was pretty bad also from there, because we were just sort of watching on TV all this just disaster in our streets, and we were very, very nervous.
And at what point did you have the first sort of inkling that there might be an opera about this?
Oh, well, I approached my friend and colleague, Helen Nurse, I said, I want to write an opera. I asked her if she wanted to write the libretto, and she was really keen. And for some while we discussed texts and whether we should alter an already established book. And then she said, no, let's make something about Canberra. And then she came up with the idea of making the backdrop or the platform of the opera about the Canberra fires, because it's something that reached everyone and touched everyone in Canberra.
And there was a particular story, was there, that set the whole thing off from a creative point of view?
Yes. The ABC 666 was very, very fundamental in providing sort of some place for people to call up, and they could tell their stories. And Helen heard this story on the radio about a couple who were about to lose their house, and the wife had to go off to the shelter which they had established for these people, and the husband said, I'll come after. And he just took so long to get back, and she was back at the shelter thinking he was never going to come. And when he finally got there, she just about killed him. And he said, look, I had to stay because I hadn't insured the home. And that sort of sowed the seed for the personal story that we then took and created.
So tell me about the story that you created. I mean, the story of the opera, which we've just heard a bit of.
Well, it's about four individuals, a married couple, David and Amelia, and their marriage is under strain. The husband has lost his job. He hasn't yet told his wife, and in losing his job, he's buckling under the pressure of bills, so he hasn't renewed his household insurance. And then there's two other characters. David's friend is Tony, and he's a colleague as well. So, and as we're seeing quite now, this guy Tony was he was involved in the sacking of David in a way, because he was sort of a higher up in the public service.
Yeah.
And then there was a friend of everyone's, Sophie. She's sort of like a friend of a high standing social member, and she's friends with Tony as well as very close with Amelia. And Amelia and Sophie actually have an intimate relationship, and that causes even more stress between David and Amelia, the married couple. So that's the basic story.
Yes, and on top of that, a bushfire. Right?
And then the bushfire kind of encroaches on them and intensifies their problems and everything.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the actual structure of the piece is you know, very ancient, really, isn't it? I mean, and it's certainly there in every disaster movie you've ever seen, where you're introduced to the characters and their personal stories, and then you put them in an aeroplane that's falling out of the sky, or at the top of a towering inferno, or something like that, and it brings things to a head. So you've got a wonderful template there. What about the music, though? I mean, where did you begin to get musical ideas from in approaching this topic?
Well, like, I approached it sort of, there's two types of writing, I suppose. One is the grand scale, as you were talking about, the template, and then the other is those micro sort of passionate stories that are of the personal lives. And so in writing the chorus parts and the whole community parts, it was a more general type of emotion that I was trying to find in the music. And the chorus is often like the chorus is alternating between like the bureaucrats, and then they're also the general citizens of Canberra, as well as the emergency workers, as well as the sometimes it's just a Greek chorus commenting on fire, fire, yeah. fire. And then I use the personal stories. The music is a lot more emotional, a lot more sensitive and tender. And so on a general scale, that's how I've approached it musically.
And what's the? I suppose the other thing that I wonder about is the mix of singing and speech, which we just heard. And were they real news, real bits of radio, phone in, and so forth?
Or yes,
it was.
Yes,
they were genuine. They weren't recreated.
They were genuine. No, we got them from the 666 Radio National here. I mean, sorry, Radio ABC from Canberra here.
Yeah.
And they were very kind to sort of be part of this, and it really makes the work, because it comes in throughout the work as the day progresses, and it really, really intensifies the urgency of the fire and the approaching of the fire.
Yes, and a lot of your audience, of course, would remember those calls and would remember listening. So you.
Oh yeah, and that whoop whoop that whoop 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 sound really just sends shivers up people's spines when that was coming through the radio.
I'm sure. You're listening to The Music Show on RN. I'm talking to the composer Sandra France about her new opera, which is called From a Black Sky, and it's about the 2003 bushfires, or at least it's set during the 2003 bushfires in Canberra. Your first opera?
Absolutely, yes.
So how do you approach that when you come from having written, well, for a start, shorter pieces?
It was really fantastic. I went away a couple of times, and I bought a stack of a metre high long of CDs of operas and listened through all the good bits and then the tense bits, and I really delved into the range and everything. And then, but it's been very different than writing, say, a piano trio, because it's a total collaboration process. So once I sort of kind of got my head around writing for voice, I had to sort of wait for the words, and then I'd write some words, and then I'd have to change them around and add word, you know, repeat lines, and then there's also the process of, I wrote it for piano score first, a vocal score, so we could workshop it. And then the whole orchestration thing, I don't think in any instrumental work you have to sort of write the work twice. And so that was huge. That's the only time I've, that's the biggest difference for writing for opera, is that it's the collaboration and the fact that you really do have to write it twice.
Yes. And how long is it?
It's about two and a half hours.
Yeah, which is an enormous amount of music to write. I mean, just the physical business of getting it written down is a huge job, isn't it?
It's massive, yes. And it's funny because it starts off like with one song, and it's you start with the first note, and then at the further and further into the 2 hours you get, it's got to relate to the first. Everything has to relate, and you've got to intertwine the themes, and you've got to bring things back, and it gets more and more challenging.
Yeah, exactly. And you had a grand plan? I mean, did you had the whole thing mapped out? I mean, obviously you've got a libretto, which is a useful sort of like a series of pegs on which to hang the music. But from a purely musical point of view, from a harmonic point of view, did you map the thing out in advance?
Oh, no, I didn't map out harmonically. I mapped out, I suppose, emotionally. Like, I wanted it to begin small, because I wanted to capture that. It begins with just solo piano in the overture. And how in our suburbs we have people playing piano, and you hear that coming out of the windows all the time.
Yes.
And then I wanted it to build, and I wanted Act One to end positively, because I wanted all of Canberra to be like, because we all were thinking we're totally fine. And then I wanted it, the highs and lows and highs and lows, and I did want it to end with a sense of hope, because after fire comes regrowth, and that was achieved through the children and their little last chorus bit.
And with the opera runs, there are more performances today and tomorrow afternoon. Still some tickets available?
Yeah, I think there's a few. It's on Friday night. It was really, really well attended. So I'd say there'd be some left, but you'd probably have to get in pretty quick, which is great.
Well, that's very good indeed. Yeah. Sandy, thank you very much indeed for being my guest on today's music show.
And well, thank you very much
I'm
for having
glad
me.
Glad it went well. I'll let you go and check your messages now.
Okay.
Someone's been texting you saying, oh, Sandy, I can hear you on the radio.
Yeah, probably. Probably my mum. All right.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Andy. Bye-bye.
Sandra France, let's listen to some more of her music.